This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Adam from Shelton is. Adam, are you there?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I'm your host, Taryn, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Adam has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
In texting, I-L-Y means what?
I like you.
No.
I pass.
Rumor, Scout, and Tallulah are the children of Bruce Willis and what actress?
Demi Moore.
Yes. What Western state is known as the Centennial State?
California.
No.
Wyoming.
No.
Nevada.
No. Globally, what is the most widely consumed meat?
Pork.
Correct. Which iconic video game character is known for his green tunic and elf ears?
Link.
Yes. What is the name of the pigment that gives skin its color?
Pass.
What was the name of the heavier disc in the 90s game Pogs?
Thumper.
No.
Pass.
What is the smallest country in the world by land area?
Japan.
No. Adam,
you
got 3 correct. You were so close on the Pogs question.
I like the Pog question.
I don't know if Steve's going to know
He's not going to. I don't even think he knows what Pogs are.
That was after his time. He's an old man. Oh.
Oh, hey, Steve.
What?
Old man.
Let me sit down. My back hurts.
Are you ready?
All right.
In texting, I-L-Y means what?
I love you?
Yes. Rumor, Scout, and Tallulah are the children of Bruce Willis and what actress?
Demi Moore.
Correct. Which Western state is known as the Centennial State?
California?
No.
Washington?
No.
Colorado?
Yes. Globally, what is the most widely consumed meat?
Cow.
No.
Pork.
Yes. Which iconic video game character is known for his green tunic and elf ears?
Robin Hood?
No.
Wait, Link?
Yes. What is the name of the pigment that gives skin its color?
Pink.
No.
Pink mint.
No.
Colorer.
No.
I don't know.
What was the name of the heavier disc in the 90s game Pogs?
I don't know. A curler?
No.
A graphite?
No.
A stoner?
No. What is the smallest country in the world by land area?
I don't know. Egypt?
No.
France?
No.
Italy?
No. In volleyball, what is the term for a serve that is not returned?
Love?
No.
Awesome?
No.
Oh, my God.
Gunner.
No. Steve, you got 5 correct.
Oh, yeah, that was not good.
Which is a win.
Let's go.
5-3. Sorry, Adam.
That's okay. Good game, Steve.
Have a good one, Adam.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
That did not feel like a winning performance, but I will take it.
Well, the name of the pigment that gives skin its color is melanin.
Melanin.
The name of the heavier disc in Pogs.
Oh, come on.
Do you know it, Danny?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
The Slammer.
The Slammer.
Yeah.
You don't remember? You never played Pogs, did you?
No. No, I mean, I know of Pogs. I didn't know they had names to the things.
I still have my Pogs.
I thought they were
somewhere.
Just called Pogs.
Danny, do you know the term in volleyball where it's a serve that's not returned?
Yeah.
The slammer.
The slammer.
Ace.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
That's so sad. I play volleyball.
Did you?
Not very well, apparently.
Well, I tried out for my high school team. Didn't make it, but...
Do you guys have men's volleyball at your high school?
Yeah, we did.
We didn't have that at ours. Only girls volleyball.
Well, it was an all-boys school, so they kind of just had to make it work, you know? I don't know. I mean, but I was like, you know what? I can make this. I'm tall. And then I got elbowed in the eye, and it was so great. It was like a crime scene.
Oh, my
God. So during the tryouts, like the warm-ups, I got elbowed in the eye, and it, like, just hit that eyelid part. And blood everywhere. And it was terrible. My mom had to show up, all that kind of crap. And then it gave me, though, they said, hey, you could try out again. We'll bump you through and you could try out with the guys that made the team. And then I tried out with the guys that made the team. And it was very clear that the eye injury wasn't what kept me from making the team.
So what sports did you play?
I played lacrosse.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, good. Good
and
for
hockey,
you.
But not for our high school. Yeah.
He's very athletic.